Hello.
Hi, Kathy. It's Samantha here. How are you? Hey, I'm good. I'm just filling out some of these forms sent by Brian.
Perfect. I see that you have already signed up, correct?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You set up your
And I
password.
downloaded I did that.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the questionnaire for book cover. I have a couple of things I don't understand in there.
All right, go ahead, shoot.
When it asks the genre, is that children's fiction? Is that what you're looking for there?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of the author's name, do you want my real name or would a pen name be okay?
See, that is a choice that you need to make. Of course, every author has an option to use a pen name, and this comes in when the author does not really want to reveal their identity, right? If there's something in the book that holds you back from revealing your identity, then you should most likely go with a pen name. If nothing like that is the scenario, then of course you can go with your real name. So whatever name you'll be using as an author, you can mention it there.
Okay, will do. Next question. It asked about the size of the book, and I don't know what standard is. I really don't know what to choose in terms of the size of the
Okay.
book. Do you have
Well,
any recommendation?
yes. See, when it comes to the trim size, the standard size is a 6x9. It's like the size of a novel, a little bigger than the pocketbook, okay? That's 6x9. You
Okay.
can go, since it's a children's book, you can go with the square size, which is, let me see. Okay, I don't have that size available here. So you have two options, 6x9 or either 8.5x11. 8.5x11 will be a regular A4 size, like a bigger page, a full page. So these are the two options that you can select from. If you're confused about it, then maybe we can let the team decide.
Okay, so I should just say I want the team to decide based on
Yes.
the story.
Yes.
Okay, please have design team define.
Okay, and your next question?
Okay, let's see. Specific title font, no. Illustration based, let's see. Any preference for overall design? I chose the minimalistic, but I put watercolor to give airy, delicate look to the illustrations. Is that
Perfect.
clear enough?
Yes, that is.
Okay.
And of course, we would need that sample. If you can find that sample, well and good. Otherwise, I will talk to Haley and I'll get that sample that you approved.
Okay. I'll get that and try to attach the JPEG number. It was a long number, but I saved the chat. I can probably find that and insert
Okay.
it. So
Okay,
I'll do
perfect.
that.
All right.
Let's see. What does it mean, any specific element you want in the book?
Well, if there are any special instructions or if there's anything specific that you would like to add, for example, if you have a concept already in mind, then maybe you can write something there. If there's nothing else to be added, then you can leave that optional.
Okay.
Okay, it's not really like one of the most important questions. It's just to make sure that we are
Okay.
covering everything else.
Okay. Specific color palette. The only colors I don't care for in the story are oranges and grays, but I put don't care for orange and gray. Others okay, especially blue, greens, yellows. I mean, it's Florida-based, so a little bit tropical.
Gotcha.
Let's see. Please share reference designs. This is where you want those,
Yes.
and a book cover description. Okay. Can I just say based on an illustration from the story
Where in the
for the book
description?
cover? I don't book cover description. Yeah.
Okay, that's where you can put in your
I really
concept
need your
if
help.
you have any. If you don't have any concept, then you can just write what you just told me.
Okay, will do. All right, and then I'll look at the other form, and if I have questions, I'll ping you or give you a yell tomorrow.
Perfect. That sounds good. Just a heads up, I want to walk you through how you can upload the documents on the Teamwork. So if you have Teamwork opened in front of you, can you please go to the messages section?
Yeah, I see upload a new version. That's what I was going to do.
No, that's
right,
not the correct way to do it. Yeah. So you need to go to the messages section and click on Welcome on Board, and then I'll walk you through from there.
Okay, I'm already on the site.
Okay. Can you find the messages section for me? It should be most likely on top.
Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now do you see Welcome on Board? You need to click directly on Welcome on Board.
Oh, okay. Welcome on. Okay. I downloaded the two files.
Yes, that is all good to go. Now, once you click on Welcome on Board, you will be able to see the detailed messages that Brian sent you along with the attachments.
Mm-hmm.
And right at the bottom of his last message, there's an option to add reply. Do you see that?
Right. Got it. See that.
Okay.
Yep.
Click on that, please.
Okay, type your message here.
Yes, once you click on it.
Oh, and attach a file.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm. That's the right way of sending in the file so that we'll be notified that you've sent something in. And this is exactly how you'll be sending us your feedback. All right, so there is a drop box for you to type a message. You can just write a one-liner as
mm-hmm.
well, but make sure to write something because if you don't write, it won't allow you to post your reply. Okay, so you can write that here are the brief forms or whatever you want to write, please find attached, et cetera, et cetera. And then right at the bottom, just before post your reply, there's an option to attach a file. You need to click on that.
I see it. Mm-hmm.
Once you click on that, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say there.
Oh, so I can select from the file.
Yes.
So I can select the manuscript, the cover
filled-out
description,
correct, you got
okay.
it. And you
okay.
need to go to the Add Files option, okay? When you go to Add Files,
mm-hmm.
it will redirect you to the files in your computer, and then you can select the relevant files that you have saved already in your computer, okay?
Okay.
Right.
All right.
So once you upload
I'll get
them,
those. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Once you upload the files, then you can post your reply. Yes, correct. And please keep this tab pinned or bookmarked on your browser. That way you don't need to, you know, continue the login and log out all the time.
That's a good idea. Okay, I will get all that done in the next hour or so.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Thank you so much for your time, Kathy. I'll be waiting for your documents. Once you submit those in, they will be assigned to a team who will start working on the project, and we will take things from there. I already explained to you the process, so I don't think I have to go through that. Or do you want me to give you a quick overview?
Not right now. I'm a little crunched for time. I will be. I have a golf tournament I'm playing in tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
so I'll do as much as I can this evening, and then if we mm-hmm. need to talk, it would be tomorrow afternoon.
All right, that sounds like a plan. Take your time. There's no rush, Kathy. Even if you submit the files by tomorrow, that's not a problem. Okay.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Samantha. I'll talk to you later.
No worries. Take care. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
You too.